Module 5, Across Cultures 3, Exercise 2. Music to help the world.
Does the news sometimes make you unhappy? Do you want to help people in other countries but never know what you can do? In 1985, a musician, Bob Geldof, watched the news about a famine in Africa and decided to do something. He organised the biggest rock concert in the world, Live Aid, and it made £30 million. Now, there are often fundraising concerts when there is a disaster. These charity concerts are not a new idea. In 1791, musicians in Prague performed in a concert to help Mozart's family. Nowadays, the concerts are huge, and sometimes in more than one country. For example, Hope for Haiti in 2010 was in the United States, the UK and Haiti. The stars included Madonna and Jay-Z. People all over the world watched the concert on TV and the internet. The concert made millions of dollars to help the victims of the earthquake. How do the concerts make money? Well, the singers and musicians perform for nothing, and the ticket money goes to the charity. You don't have to go to the concert to give money. Some people invite their friends to get together to watch the concert on TV, and everyone gives some money. You can phone up and donate money. Who wants to perform free at these concerts? Everyone. All the big names want to get up on the stage. They help the charity and it helps their career. What happens to the money? Charities use it to buy food, water and medicine. They also help people to build homes, hospitals and schools.